And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And if it is the first Monday of the month from 3 to 4, it must be The Bottom Line, starring Mitch Spean. Mitch, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am good. And this is a great show because The Bottom Line is more than just The Bottom Line. It's not just about finances, although you and I are both CPAs and businesses love to know The Bottom Line. But there's also elements to The Bottom Line that people need to know. From a financial end, it's the cost structure.
Well, when you're talking about bottom line, it can be emotional, it can be financial, it can be anything you want it to be, whatever you're going to try and maximize to your benefit.
There's no question about it. So we have a great guest today because she will give the bottom line of what and how people can enhance the quality of their lives. And I think it's really important to do that. I mean, people strive to have a better life, and this young lady certainly has a passion to help people. We love that. Mitch,
absolutely.
Introduce your mysterious guest. Not mysterious, but guest who is a mystery right now to people. Okay, here we go.
Getting into all sorts of interesting things that for health and especially women's health so that they can improve their lives. Lois Owens, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mitch. Thank you, Dave.
Oh, you're more than welcome. This is great. And of course, you. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you do? Let's set the stage. And you're probably the best to give a little bit of background of what it is you do and why you do what you do.
I do medical thermography, which is thermal imaging. I use an infrared camera. And I am able to take images of patients, men and women. I do a scan either of their breast or I do a scan of their profile, which is abdomen, back, breast, thyroid, posterior neck, and head. Or I'm also able to do full body scans. And it's radiation-free, no contact, no compression, cancer screenings.
And is that something that's fairly new out, this type of technology, or has it been out for a while?
It actually has been out since 1956. It started in Montreal, Canada.
Wow.
And then it became non-experimental in 1972. And then in 1982, it actually became FDA clearanced, 510K clearanced, to do the breast imaging in the United States.
Wow. So this has been around quite a while. And I know that there's more publicity about it. I see commercials about certain scans and so on. But how did you get into this?
I got into this. I had a friend that I knew from high school. And I love Facebook. We all love Facebook. I got contacted by him back in March. And oddly enough, which I don't believe in chance, I mean, one of my very dear friends, Deanna Van Newkirk, passed away February 24th of cancer. Hmm. And very devastating for all of us. I know she's in heaven, so we're all very happy about, you know, the fact that she's there, but miss her very much. And so I don't believe in chance, and I think that the reason why my friend from high school met me again on, you know, 28 years later, his name is David Loriente. He lives in Mesa, and he has a friend that he's known since they were 13 and 14 named Dr. Kevin Ross. He's an amazing chiropractor in Tempe, Arizona, and he needed a thermographer because the one that he had could not do her task at the moment due to personal reasons, and so he was needing to have someone, and my friend David said, I know exactly who would be perfect for this.
Wow, so that's... That's how you got started in this, and it seems like it's going to be the thing present and in the future because with all the technology, you could really talk about it in terms of preventive medicine, right?
Absolutely. What's the really amazing thing about it, there's been 800 research papers on breast thermography or thermal imaging for that matter, and not one of them has said anything negative about thermal imaging. There was one that was very key that was done in it was published in the American Journal of Surgery, performed at the Presbyterian Hospital. Cornell had done this study back in 2008, and it states that in most studies we are up to 97% accurate, while mammography is only up to 83% accurate in most studies.
Now, when you say accurate, could you explain a little bit what you mean by 97% accurate, 83% accurate?
Well, first of all, I'm not ever going to say that mammography is something that I don't recommend, because it is a very important procedure, very important screening that has saved many, many lives. However, in my opinion, when I have studied on the different areas of the breast, okay, you take the breast and you dissect it literally with, you know, four, a quadrant of four, and 50% of the breast cancers are found in the upper outer quadrant. And so it's really important that people know that there are other screenings. In other words, in order to get the full breast inside of a mammogram machine, you can't completely get all of the lymph node area in the upper quadrant. So I think that's one of the reasons. And another one of the reasons is that we can look at circular, vascular, and we can also take temperature. And so we can actually detect things in many studies up to 8 to 10 years earlier than a mammogram can even see anything.
So because it basically covers more area, and there's additional testing in addition to what the mammogram can do, that is why you've got the difference between the percentages.
Right. And because if you know about how cancer tumors form, they start small, and then when they start growing, which on an average, it grows double in size within 90 days, in an average. Now, if you have a cancer tumor that's starting to want to grow, it's going to require more blood supply and more blood supply, more all the time, which means that it's going to be hot. The hotter, the more the thermal imaging detects it on the infrared camera. And so when you catch things, right, and when you catch things on a very early stage, you can see it when it gets hotter and hotter. And they not only look at the symmetry of the difference in colorations and the vascular on the images, on the grayscale images, but what we also look at is the temperature. And so if a person comes in for a mammogram or a thermal imaging, what they do is they look at the temperature from one side to the next, and then over the next 6 months, which is a very good idea at any time that you have any kind of a first screening, you have to have a baseline to go against. And so if a patient comes in and they have like a questionable thermal imaging, not to be alarmed, because they really need to come in again for their next study so that it's a comparative study. And it's just amazing what the difference in a small amount of temperature can tell. So we can watch and monitor things to see if it's growing and if it's getting hotter.
That, you know, that's fascinating. And so so the first screening about 6 months later, maybe the second. How about after the second screening? What do you usually recommend in terms of additional screenings?
Unless if there's issues along with this certain patient, then they would probably recommend, if there's nothing alarming, nothing that they can see anything really going on, they would recommend yearly coming in.
Okay, so yearly. Now, is this, you think, at some point would replace like a traditional physical exam with blood work? Or this is just a supplement to it?
This is just a supplement. In fact, it's a very important thing that people know in studies that the medical scientific journal, Index Medicus, over 250,000 women participated, and among other conclusions, the studies found that when thermography had been added to a woman's regular breast health checkup, a 61% increased survival rate was realized. Many of these studies involve very large groups of women, from 37,000 to 100,000, and some have followed the patients for as much as 12 years. When you're using it as a multimodal approach, including a clinical examination, mammogram, and a thermogram, 35% of early stage cancers will be detected.
So this is rather significant.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead,
Mitch. Do you have to ask in general, because I know that you're not in the medical field directly, you know, you're a supplement to that, but do you have to then talk to the doctor about getting these types of programs? And then in addition, I know that a lot of people are concerned about the insurance aspects of that as well.
Right. The interpreting doctors give a results report. And what that is they'll give you pictures, images, the temperature differences, the coloration pictures, the vascular pictures. And from that point, it's between the patient-doctor relationship to go from that point. We can give recommendations on our results report, and then they take it from there.
Okay, so at that point, that basically you do it, they interpret it.
And they give their recommendations, whether it is that they recommend them going in for a mammogram, an ultrasound, and if they say that they don't need to do that at this moment, that we're going to be guarding this study that we just did and we want to monitor it 3 months, 6 months from now, then it's really strongly recommended that the patient follows that recommendation and do come back in so that they can get screened again, so that they can have a comparison study.
Okay, so the doctor does recommend, he says, go see Lois to do this because it's not part of the regular, and then you send it over and then they make the determination from there.
Yes, whatever the interpreting doctors on our staff recommend, then they leave it up to the patient-doctor relationship, whether it's their OBGYN or primary care physician, for them to decide with the results that we give them what they should do at that point. But hopefully they'll come back again 3 months, 6 months, or a year down the road and have another imaging so we can screen them again as a regular form of care.
Okay, and as I asked earlier, some people are going to be concerned about the insurance aspects of this?
Yes, they will be. And I wish that medical thermography was covered currently with insurance, but it is not. Back in 1982, it was covered by Medicare, and in 1984, mammography was pushed very strongly, and then a few months later, it was not covered. However, what I'm trying to do is, being that I have my own certified lab business doing this, I am able to offer people discounts. I'm also working with several people, nonprofit organization type of groups, so that I can do some fundraising for women that cannot truly afford to have a thermal imaging done.
And do you have anything like that planned right now?
Actually, I am working with a gentleman at Genghis Grill. His name is Greg Richards. He is the manager at the Paradise Valley location. And soon, I'm trying to get a date set that we will have like a 20%, he's going to donate 20% of the proceeds towards this. And also, I'm working with an artist on different things, you know, just a lot of different things. And my sister, Naomi, also has this adorable keychain that she's going to be putting my logo on the back of, and she's going to be donating some proceeds towards this.
Wow, I just have a great idea then, because I've been to the Genghis Grill. Great place, by the way.
You've been there? It's very healthy,
very delicious.
Good.
Yes, and it's a very, very good service at that location. There's various locations. Maybe we could get them on and help you out somehow.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, great place. Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with in-studio guest Lois Owens from Breast Thermography. This is The Bottom Line, starring Mitchell Spean. We'll be right back. Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches. 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
I want to invite you to come to the Suwalk for Autism Research. It is on Saturday, October 6th in the morning. Please come to the zoo and help raise money for autism treatments. I like the zoo walk because I like to walk around with my family and see animals. It is a lot of fun.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is The Bottom Line starring Mitchell Spean. And Mitchell, I always like to remind the listeners, Mitchell reminds me of Pete Mitchell. And Pete Mitchell was Tom Cruise in Top Gun. Lois, you remember that?
Yes.
Great. Well, oh, now she's smiling. Wow. I have the honor of sitting right next to her.
Is it because of the movie or because of the actor?
That's probably the actor.
Hey. The actor.
Tom Cruise. Yeah, he'll be our guest tomorrow. No, I'm kidding. Okay. We're working on it, though. Anyway, so we have Lois Owens in, owner of Breast Thermography, in studio. A great story you have. But let's talk a little bit about you, and then we'll go into the business a little bit more and how this is so helpful. As I was reading your bio, I just love this one part here. I loved all of it, but this one part really struck me. It says, I love, love, love people, ! I mean, tell us about that. First of all, what does that mean, you love, love, love people?
Well, I want to help every single person that I can, and probably sometimes to a fault, because I usually give everything away, the store, you know. But in my opinion, when you love somebody, you don't think about anything except for just giving.
That is so cool. Wow, there should be more like you in the world.
Thank you.
Unconditional. What does that mean to you? That's what you really just described, though.
Seriously, it's just learning how to accept other people for who they are, loving yourself, and just continue to grow and continue to learn more about how you can help other people. Because when you learn how to help other people, you don't think about yourself.
So the difference between being selfish and selfless.
Selfless
is
the key. That would be my goal.
Yes. That's a great goal. You seem very spiritual. Am I right?
Yes, I am. My mom and dad were missionaries for 20 years in the Philippines. They built a church back in 1958, and it's still there. Wow. And I will hope and pray that in the next year that I get to go back, because I haven't been back since I was 12.
Wow. What was that like to be a child of someone doing that type of work, especially in a different country?
Wonderful experience. The people over there are wonderful, beautiful, giving people. Very laid back, which is kind of who I am, too. I'm a very laid back person, but I get very excited about things. I'm very passionate about things. Especially, of course, when I believe in something so strongly. Like, you know, I mean, I always tell people my new passion, besides my children, is my business. So I get to help people, I hope, and pray, even one person.
That is so cool. And I could sense it through your energy and your presence, is that you really have that passion to help people. And this is a great vehicle to help people with. Let's talk a little bit. You have three kids?
I do. I have Michaela is 13, Angelica is 7, and Sean is 20.
Wow, how is that, having three kids?
It's a lot of work. And then somebody said it's the toughest job you'll ever love, and it's true.
Well, I like how you said that. You see, Mitch, did you pick up how Lois said that? The toughest job you'll ever
love.
Mm-hmm. That is a
she
very
does
cool.
kind of like that word, doesn't she?
Yeah. But a lot of people say the toughest job I'll ever have, but you reframed it. You substituted the toughest job you'll ever love.
Things can be difficult sometimes, but you know, you think about how many people out there don't have the opportunity to have children.
Yeah.
And somebody once told me, if you ever say, I have to go get my children, don't say that. Say, I get to go get my children.
Yeah.
Because they are blessings.
How are they blessings, in your opinion?
Well, you know, every morning when you wake up and you see them and they give you a big hug, or when they get home from school, or just last weekend we went to Sedona and we had a wonderful time at the resort there.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, just time. Time is so important because, you know, and that's one thing that I love about what I do is that I get to set my own hours because my children are the most important things.
That is a great credit to you. So many people put their children on the back burner, and that's a problem in today's society. Everyone's rushing around working, trying to make more money to buy more material things, and they forget probably the most precious gift of all, which is their kids.
Their children and their health.
Yeah, that is very, very cool. So let's talk a little bit then about the business itself. So you just pretty much got into it, right?
Yes, several months ago.
Yeah, and one of the reasons you sort of mentioned you had someone, a dear friend that passed away, is that one of the big reasons you got into it, or
well, as a Christian, I believe that God allows people to be our angels. I do believe that Deanna is up in heaven, and she says, "Lois, you love people. You need to help every single person that you can because she suffered really bad from cancer, and it's too bad. Life is too short, and I think that you know, you and I both know we've had people in our lives that are here today and gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have got to appreciate every single person when we have the chance.
And don't take things for granted.
No.
That would be, that'd be a big mistake. I think people are in for a rude awakening when they take things for granted and all of a sudden the 2x4 hits them from the universe.
Mm.
That's usually what happens, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Go ahead, Mitch.
So you transferred that into the business. And I know the business isn't just one location either. You've got several locations to be able to help people out.
Yes, I do. I have one in Prescott, right by the Yavapai Medical Regional Center. I have an opportunity to work with a naturopath holistic center in Boulder, Colorado. And I have another opportunity that's working with several different naturopath doctors here in Scottsdale that are referring patients. And I have a lady named Audrey Tuchin that is working with American Health Group that's wanting to refer patients that are looking for exactly this.
Yeah. Do you find that a lot of people are afraid of the mammograms because of the radiation?
Well, it has been found in studies to actually cause cancer, and that's why sometimes they promote, well, pretty soon, maybe, possibly, they're going to push it to 50 years old before a woman should go get a mammogram. And then they're saying now sometimes that you shouldn't go except for every 3 or 4 years. The only problem that I have is that there is radiation and there is compression, which is uncomfortable, but that's not my biggest worry. There have been cases where, you know, they have seen compression can possibly cause spreading of cancer if there's an existing tumor, which is really amazing. But my big thing is that women between the ages of 25 and 40 years old in the United States, there's 20,000 women that are being diagnosed with breast cancer every year right here in our own land. So to me, it's very sad because typically they're being told that they can't get a screening until they're 40. Typically, it's because there's no insurance that covers it. So, unfortunately, these ladies are finding that on their own, and a lot of times it's in a very accelerated stage, and the survival rate is not good. So I very strongly recommend this. Even a pregnant or nursing woman can come in because it is non-invasive.
How do they... You said at one point, I believe... I don't think... breast thermography ever had insurance attached to it, or did it at one point?
It did from 1982 to 1984 here. But, you know, you have to also remember that in the United States, for whatever reason, it's a lot of politics mixed in with insurance, unfortunately, because it should never be about that. It should be about the patient and the what's the well-being for the patient, the most important thing. However, in Japan, as of 2003, there were up to 1,500 hospitals in Japan doing this as their regular form of care. That was almost 10 years ago. Japan, Canada, Germany, they all use this.
So at some point, do you think or have you heard it will get back on the insurance panel so they can, so insurance companies can pay at least some of this?
Dave, I hope and pray that you're right. Hope and pray. And I don't know exactly what I can do, but I know sometimes it just takes one person and I have a big mouth.
Oh, I like that. This is very good. But I wonder if the Affordable Care Act, we'll have to look that up, in 2014 might cover that. I'm not sure. I know there's expanded provisions. For those who don't recognize the title, that's otherwise known as Obamacare. And there's a lot of phase-in provisions. And I think the trend was to help more from what I read of the summary of the bill.
Well, right. It's kind of interesting to me. If they cover mammograms, that they shouldn't at least cover a portion of the non-invasive, other stuff. Just, even if it's to the same level that they would do the other.
Correct. I believe that. I totally couldn't agree with you more, actually.
Maybe we can help out on that. Maybe we could get in touch with some, we know some politicians and, we know people from the insurance companies. That would be interesting because it would certainly be helpful and probably save a lot of lives.
Well, like I said earlier, this in many studies has shown to show things up to 8 to 10 years earlier than a mammogram.
That's amazing. That
so,
long.
If you have early detection, you're talking about a 90 to 100% survival rate, which is huge.
Yeah.
46,000 women in the United States die every year. In the United States, yes.
Really?
Every year from breast cancer. That's the number one killer between the ages of 35 and 54.
Oh, really?
Number one.
And now they're talking about pushing
the
age up to beyond that age range. Amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you think about it, and we're not a political show, but I do think so much, unfortunately, is driven by economics.
Yes.
Their bottom line.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, the bottom line, not our bottom line, but
their line.
Criteria. And mm-hmm. and that's unfortunate, but seems to be true. And I'm not sure anyone would deny that, although some parties would spin it, though.
Well, I don't want to make anybody mad in the medical field. However, I will tell you that there is a Dr. Mercola. And Dr. Mercola is very renowned as a naturopath. And he actually has stated that, I'm not exact on the words possibly, but he stated that the radiology program and the mammography program in the United States are married. It's kind of like a politics type of married, insurance money type of thing.
Yeah.
And that's probably why, because it would cost trillions of dollars. Who knows how much money to, install all these different things like Japan and whatever.
I gotcha. Wow. So economics. We're going to explore this, Mitch.
Exactly.
I'm.
You're right.
Maybe on the new radio magazine, we'll do some investigative reporting. We have on Thursdays, we are expanding starting October 18th. A radio magazine under Breakthrough Thinking, and so maybe we'll do some investigative reporting here.
Hmm.
Are you guys up for it?
Hmm.
Oh, you want to help us on
Absolutely.
This? Oh, this is great.
Now, I want to mention, though, if anybody's interested in learning about this Dr. Mercola, he actually has, if you Google on the internet and you look up Dr. Mercola interviews Dr. Christine Horner, Christine was a CH, about the is about a 97-minute video. However, the 15th minute through the 30th minute, Dr. Christine Horner describes about mammography versus thermography. Dr. Mercola describes what I just mentioned about the politics.
Yeah.
Okay? And so we do need to make a change in this country because this is very important to me and to a lot of people, hopefully.
And that's what maybe makes this, not to get a political again, maybe this election a key election, because there is very different, very, very stark differences between the approach on healthcare.
Yes, there is.
One way or the other, I guess people really take very emotional sides on this. And I know my side, and you probably know your side,
Mm-hmm. I do.
But we may not disclose what sides we're on. But we're going to ask Tommy, what side are you on? Oh, he's on our side. Okay. Anyway, let's take a quick break and we'll get back to our discussion. Very interesting. We have Lois Owens in studio. Breast Thermography is her company. This is The Bottom Line, starring Mitch Spean, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins. Great family law attorneys and more.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
I want to invite you to come to the Zurich for Autism Research. It is on Saturday, October 6th in the morning. Please come to the zoo and help raise money for autism treatments. I like the zoo walk because I like to walk around with my family and see animals. It is a lot of fun.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is The Bottom Line, starring Mitchell Spean. And Mitchell, our guest today, Lois Owens, breast thermography. Fantastic. This is really, it's fantastic. And I'll tell you why, because it's all about helping people. And it's not about helping people to make money. It's about helping people in the purest sense. Lois, I congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
That is just... You're an angel in disguise.
Hmm.
Maybe not. Maybe she's really just an angel and not in disguise. She looks like an angel, doesn't she?
Yes. Thank you. You make me blush.
Yes, and you could see this blushing on breakradioshow.com where we're on Ustream right now live. You can see Lois. Let's talk about your business a little bit more, breast thermography. The hours, you're open all
I'm
the
open
time?
Monday through Friday. And I typically like to be gone whenever my kids are at school because, like I said, I want to be home when they're home.
Yeah.
However, my 13-year-old. She's 13 and a half, and trust me, she's like 35.
Oh.
She's very capable and very helpful, and my ex-husband, he's very helpful too, and I do have family and friends that are more than help. You know, they know what I'm doing. They totally are very, very, very supportive.
That is so, so cool. And you want to talk a little bit about health prevention, why that's important.
Absolutely the most important thing to me. I wish that I would have known about this many years ago, and, you know, maybe my girlfriend Deanna would be here right now, but she isn't, and she is my angel, speaking of angels. Now, I do have some really awesome doctors that I have met. Sometimes people don't like to think out of the box. Sometimes people don't understand where holistic medicine or naturopath medicine comes in. I have had the opportunity in this very short period of time to meet some amazing people. I have met with a doctor in Scottsdale. He's off of Shea and Hayden, or Gold Dust and Hayden. His name is Dr. Aaron Stoll. He's a naturopath. He is a wonderful man. Him and his wife have this practice, and it's a smaller outfit, but they do so many things for so many people. Dr. Robert Larson is also a chiropractor in Phoenix. He's off of 32nd Street in Shea. It's amazing when you get your body into proper alignment what it can do for you. I also have another doctor, Dr. Tricia Pingle. She's also in Scottsdale. She's also a naturopath, wonderful lady. And all I know is that the patients that I have met, some of the people that have been breast cancer survivors or cancer survivors, have told me the things that they have learned from going to naturopath or holistic doctor. And it's amazing because one lady, her name is Jackie, and she's actually written a book. It's actually her prayer journal. She was diagnosed with terminal breast cancer in 1986. She is still alive and well. It was back when Nancy Reagan was actually going through some things when she learned about hers. She did have a double mastectomy. However, she opted to just do chemo. She did not do radiation. She learned all kinds of different ways of healing her own body through different naturopath doctors. There are enzymes that your body is incredibly welcome. Your body loves enzymes. And if you take certain enzymes and also obviously a good diet, good exercise, pure water, I would really strongly recommend. I mean, I have talked to, like I said, so many people since I have started this, and this has not been a long time, and people that have told me, I am a survivor. I was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and I am still here. Our bodies want to heal themselves, if it's at all possible. So, but before that, I mean, what's so important is people need to start thinking about how they are taking care of their body. What are you putting into it? Are you exercising? What are you doing? Are you stressed? You don't need to be stressed all the time. You can do things to de-stress your body because it's very harmful. I did a paper in college and that says that 85% of the reason why we get illnesses is because of stress. So we need to figure out whatever way that we can to de-stress. And I know you guys like to laugh. Laughter is huge. That helps. Good friends is even huger.
Well, that's interesting you say that because breakthrough thinking, the structure, is about breaking through sort of the mindset. And, you know, I divide it up. Someone's mind is already set in stone, and they're not looking beyond their own what I call self-imposed limitations. And you're right. I've heard that so often where stress, the mental side, creates a lot of the illnesses if you don't know how to handle stress. And so let me ask you about that. How big is that mental side? I mean, what have you learned about the mental states and how it affects health and well-being?
Well, I mean, in my opinion, you know, because I'm not a doctor and I'm not a psychologist, but I know that, you know, life can take a toll. There's certain things that happen. Some people I talk to, things happen a lot too. And some people are like, well, I'm doing pretty good. It's been a while since anything's happened. I can tell you a difference between the two.
Yeah,
because, I mean, I have dear, dear friends that have had a lot of stress, and I have watched them totally go downhill one way, shape, or form. So, you know, whether you need to go work out, you need to change your diet, you need to take some really good vitamins, herbs, enzymes. I think it's very important to keep a good mental health because you will get sick. And if you're not going to get sick, you're never going to be happy. And if you don't have health, you don't have your happiness.
Yeah, you know, I always said, Mitch, we've talked about this many times, it's not about eliminating the storms of your life because I think the storms will always be here. It's about building a stronger ship. where the storms don't seem as impactful. And a lot of people just, they focus on the wrong thing. I think they focus on only if this didn't happen, only if that didn't happen. Oh, here we go again. You know, when's the other shoe going to drop? You know, you hear things like that. But they're focusing on, please, external items, don't come at me. Well, that's not going to happen. But if you build your own mental state on, and learn ways of controlling stress, managing stress, and ways of reinterpreting what something means, just something, just because something bad happens doesn't mean you're doomed.
No.
It's feedback. It's like, what can I learn from this? Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. And as a Christian, I believe that, you know, God builds our character as we go through life. When we learn how to depend on Him and pray and have other people that you know that are good people that will definitely keep you in their prayers, it's a huge thing for me.
I think that is huge. Mitch, comment.
You guys are doing great.
Oh, we thought he left. No, he's here. I still see him. Okay, so I think that's big, and that's nice to give some good shout-outs to some of these doctors. We should have a panel one day and mm-hmm. have these doctors on
yes.
and talk about some alternatives. I love the word holistic. I mean, it's whole, it's well-being, it's integrating every aspect of life.
And, well, it's that team aspect that you and I have talked about a lot. Where you're talking about the medical, the nutrition, the preventative, and making sure everything is being handled properly from the get-go, rather than being reactive and dealing with things like you said before.
Yeah, I do believe that. Now, so this is sort of real exciting for you. You started, when did you say, March?
I started in May.
In May?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so... You are along the path, and how's it going so far, and where do you see yourself like in 5 years?
Well, hopefully I'll have a very big, huge, you know, thing going on here, a big lab. Hopefully I'll have some certified technicians who I'm already knowing who these people are going to be, because they're very, very excited about this for me and with me. So, you know, I mean, I actually met you guys. What was it? Four weeks ago.
At an open house.
At our open house. And the lady that provided all the food is a friend of mine, Kathy Porter. She has to get a plug because she woke up at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, that morning, and went to the store, went back to her restaurant, prepared everything, and it was all healthy stuff.
It was good stuff.
Her name is Kathy Porter, and she has a restaurant, Steve's Greenhouse Grill, downtown Phoenix. It's close to the stadium.
What's it called?
Steve's.
Oh, Steve's.
Greenhouse Grill.
Oh, Steve's Greenhouse Grill.
But she was so amazing, and she has been such a supporter and such a good friend. And I've got so many, oh my gosh, amazing friends. Like, God has just blessed me incredibly.
That is so cool. Now we're neighbors.
Yeah.
We're in the same executive suite.
Yeah.
So are you and I, Mitch.
That's true.
So, go ahead, Mitch.
No, I wanted to make sure that... One of the reasons we had you on today was because it's the beginning of the month, and October is it every October?
Every October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So I am focusing. I do, you know, cancer screenings on men and women, full body, half body, breast. But my focus right now, and always probably will be, is the breast imaging, so that women do not have, we don't need to have the statistic in this country. This is ridiculous. So yeah. I'm actually going to offer anybody that wants to, first of all, can call me. My number is 602-531-5006. I am definitely offering some special deals for the month of October, since it is Breast Cancer Awareness. And I always offer credits for anybody that you bring to me.
So how would that work when you say credits?
It's referrals?
Any referral that anybody brings to me, no matter how many people they bring to me, they get $20 in their pocket or $20 credit towards their imaging.
That is good. So you can, referrals in itself would be great because you're helping other people.
Correct. And also my main focus is to make sure that not only the person comes in to get their screening, but that they come back in to get their baseline study comparative results done. So what I'm offering also always is any time that the doctors recommend them to come back, whether it's 6 months or 3 months, I'm going to give that person half off.
Oh, nice.
Because I don't want them to walk away and not want, you know, not know in the next 3 to 6 months, depending on what the results come out to be, that they don't know because they can't afford it.
Yeah, you don't want to eliminate people because of affordability.
Yes, and that's one thing that I'm very thankful and very, very blessed that I can have my own lab so that I can offer those specials.
So where do you go to get these the screenings? Is it a you have a couple locations, right?
I have an office off of Tatum and a little bit south of Cactus. It's at 11811 North Tatum Boulevard, and it's on the third floor. It's in Suite 3031, rather.
And you can get the screening there, too.
Yes, I do. Mm. I have the screening there. I have an office, like I said, in Prescott, right by Yavapai Medical Center, and I also have the ability to go to Boulder, Colorado, and wherever else that God wants me to be, because my office is mobile.
That's right.
It's very easy to move.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is really cool. Do you even go to other people's places for that, or when you
place
say mobile?
It has to be conducive to the environment for the acclimation process, because it can't have any windows, and so I would have to have blackout curtains and no light coming from outside, and it has to be between 68 and 72 degrees.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it has to have carpet. So there are certain things that need to happen, but it's not impossible. It just needs to be a room that's approximately 12 by 14.
Neat. Wow. So no excuses, in other words.
No excuses.
Wow.
And if you don't have the money, then you got five people that you know, yours is half off. You got 10 people you know, yours is free.
That's even better. Wow. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Like I said, probably, hopefully, having several different technicians trained so that I can also be a mom first.
Yes.
Okay, and also that there can be more people that will have this done.
Wow. So your mission is really, really preventative in nature. It's to really make sure, and it goes back to how we opened the show, the quality of life.
Absolutely.
And that is so critical to focus in on that. And so many people, I think, accept life as it is, versus knowing that they can improve life, and you're really helping them.
I hope and pray that I can. Just even one person, if I can help them prevent them from going through what I saw my girlfriend go through, and other people that I've loved in my life.
And it's not just the person that's going through, it's everybody around them, too.
Oh, my goodness, yes. It was very painful to watch, but like I said, at least I know where she's at, and I know she's very, very, very happy and very beautiful.
Yeah, but it's, you know, the whole idea behind doing this early,
yes,
is to make sure that you can avoid that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the key, and I think with everyone's busy schedule, sometimes it's good to just stop and smell the roses. That would be part of it, and to realize that, I mean, Lois, you have a big impact on people, and you're really sort of a lifesaver.
Well, I'm not the one that's doing the life-saving, but I'm the one that's talking to every single person that I can possibly breathe on. Anybody that talks to me, they're going to find out about what I do, because it is so important.
It really is, especially this month. I mean, a lot of places, like you said, Mitch, you know, the Awareness Month for breast cancer, and it's quite a big deal. I mean, right, a lot of restaurants, they have, Susan...
Susan B. Coleman.
Yeah, B. Coleman. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're big in this area, too, mm-hmm. and of course, and they usually have many events in the month of October. So
Can I mention just one website,
sure,
please?
Absolutely.
If they look up www.thermowellness.com, a very wonderful website to educate yourself on thermal imaging if you're a patient that wants to come in or a doctor that wants to learn more about it.
Wow, very, very good information, no question about it. It's hard to believe, Mitch, this hour has passed this quickly. Lois, does it seem this like time just flew by?
It flew by. You guys are wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, you're more than welcome. Let's give out your number again. It's 602-531-5006.
Yes.
So that's 602-531-5006. And Lois Owens, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
You are a blessing in disguise.
Thank you. You are.
Well, thank you so much. And, of course, Mitchell Spean, how do they get in touch with you?
Oh, they can get a hold of me at 602-266-5633 or mitch@jfbpc.com.
Well, thank you.
And you?
I'm at 602-625-5633. 3074, and I will be back tomorrow for the sports show, Breakthrough Sports. And we'll talk about a lot of stuff, football, hockey, you name it. Baseball, last game tomorrow night. D-backs, get there and watch your D-backs support them. See you tomorrow. Have a great night.